The Bird Show.
So it would appear now that Cassie maybe is getting some help with her bad luck.
Finally, I have turned to the Etsy witches.
Etsy witches.
I'm grasping at straws. I asked you because I'm emailing psychics and stuff up in here, and no one is returning my emails.
Really?
It is bizarre. And I'm very much like, hey, I'll pay you. I will give you the monies, please.
Are you telling them, are you lining up everything that's been going wrong and it may be scaring people off?
No, for exactly that reason. Okay. I just say I've had a lot of bad luck. I don't know what's going on. I think I need some help, cleansing. No response. Crickets.
They're like, we've seen your future. We can't help you.
No. Yeah.
Who do you reach out for something like that? What are they called?
So I've been looking at energy healers, at tarot readers, mystics, psychics. Like, I've just been anyone who's anybody. Got any kind of kick in their name. I'm like, help me out.
I feel like we got to find you like a shaman or something.
Yeah. That would be nice. Unfortunately, I did find a lead on an energy healer, but they're out in L.A., so what? Not going to help me much.
Tommy, what happened to your dude in Ohio?
I did talk to him. Renee talked to him, Tim, and he said he would do it. We just have to fly him in. He's in Ohio. He's in Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Because if anybody can save Cassie, it's a man named Tim from Canton, Ohio.
I will take it. Magical Tim from Canton.
Why is Tim from Canton so special?
Remember he came in and he did the thing on Kristen's face. Kristen.
Well, that sounded ominous.
It didn't work.
Kristen.
What are you talking about? My skin is so silky smooth.
He did this thing where he does chakra work and does all that energy aura stuff.
I bet he does.
And he did this thing where he had me hold my hand up to Kristen's face and said, do you feel that? And I was like, why, yes, I do feel that. It was heat. It was hot. You could feel it. And then he took his hands and it was like he was pulling stuff off of her face. And I put my hand back up there, and it was cool as a cucumber.
Come on, man. Did it change anything in your
face?
That stuff is real. I have no recollection of this whatsoever. Okay. I'm going to take Tommy's word for it.
All right.
Well, that would be great, because I do remember him, and I do remember him doing my energy, and I felt like a weight had been lifted, but
and he goes
it's placebo.
In, I mean, he's like Renee. They'll go in, and they'll bless houses and rooms and all kinds of stuff.
Maybe I need to ask Renee to bless me before I start hiring some Etsy witches. I'm going to hit your wife up later. But Mystic is a witch, and she's also a listener.
Her name's
Christine. Her name's Christine, but her witch name is Mystic.
Oh.
So she reached out to me with a very, very sweet offer, and this is why I trust her, because she's like, if you give me permission, I can do these things to help you, which I'm like, that's very much like, I think from what I've seen about the witchiness, it's all about consent and, you know, not doing things behind people's backs. So
I don't verbalize my skepticism when it comes to witches and stuff like that, just in case it's true.
That's a good call.
All right. So I'm going to be curiously silent.
Here's the thing. I don't think there are witches like in Wicked or you know, that wear the big hats. But I do think there are people who are more tapped into energy.
Sure.
And the planet. And I think that is, and they work with crystals. And I think that's a manifestation of all that. And that's what I've seen from these types of witches. So when I say hiring an Etsy witch, I'm not looking for someone to like grind up Eye of Newt and spoon feed it to my enemy.
Rolling here on a broom.
Yes. Although this does get kind of like that, but this is what I want. So she said she's going to create a ritual for me to help shift the bad energy.
You get a custom ritual?
I get a custom ritual. And then she's going to send me a spell jar, which is a banishment spell to help clear negative energy and bad luck. And I've seen this actually, because I was going to do one myself, but I know I'd summon a demon when I did it, but it's like a bottle.
You would.
I would. And maybe we would be best friends, but I probably already summoned the demon. That's what's happening. But it's like they have bottles and you put specific things in it and you bury it in your yard and it catches the negative energy that comes through. And then she gave me a list of crystal recommendations that I'm going to start using, like amethyst, green aventurine, clear quartz. But here's what I didn't know. You have to charge the crystals. And I'm sharing this because I know there's probably someone else out there mm-hmm. who has really bad luck, who doesn't want to Google Etsy witch or anything on their computer, even though it's not a bad thing. So you have to charge the crystals. So you cleanse them by passing them through smoke, like lavender, rosemary, or Palo Santo. You charge them under the full moon, if you can.
We didn't do that last time.
No, we didn't.
Because we did crystals mm-hmm. for your house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this has all gone wrong, because you didn't charge them in the moonlight?
We didn't know how to use them. Or you can leave them under under, like on your windowsill to let the sun charge them or put them under running water. Uh-huh. And then you have to hold the crystal in your hands, focus on what you want it to support, and whisper your intention into it, which is like manifesting. So I'm going to try this very seriously. I'm going to resage with the Palo Santo and some other herbs she recommended. I'm going to get all these crystals. I have some of them already. I'm going to charge them. I'm going to whisper into them, and she will do my custom ritual and a spell jar.
The last time I saw somebody do this, try this, they ended up 250 years into the past on Outlander.
Oh my God. No, those are big stones. These are tiny stones.
Oh, okay. So maybe it'll just be a couple of decades.
Yeah, I was about to say. No. But Oh no. As a tall Scotsman with crazy red hair.
We have a leak in our house, right? And it's been leaking for a long time, apparently. And we have to bring specialists out to find the leak. And it's probably under the driveway. So, which means we're going to have to rip up the driveway to get to this leak. So, yes, I will take whatever. I don't care. If you send me back to Scotland 250 years ago, guess what they don't have? Leaks.
Listen, if I thought it was just going to take some crazy ritual for you to be cleansed of all of this, I would have just helped you develop some like low-grade anxiety or OCD. That's what I do.
All right. So, are you going to have any interaction with her, or is this all kind of like done virtually?
I'm not sure where she's based, actually. We haven't gotten that far in our conversation. She's just sent me the list of crystals that I need and how to work with them. And then I asked her permission to share her name on the air. So we're going to go from there. So I'll let you know if the ritual is in person or if it's going to be.
I would love to talk to her on the air. Okay. I find this absolutely fascinating. So if you'll reach back out and see if she's with, and obviously it'll be a welcoming environment. Like, we're not going to make fun of anything she does.
I don't mess with that stuff, man.
No, it's just, it's literally out of curiosity.
And if it doesn't work with her, then we'll get Hot Hand Tim in here.
So, Cassie, you have no problem. You won't touch a Ouija board, but you have no problem hiring someone to do witchcraft.
Well, that's because I know witches aren't demonic. They've just been painted as like Satan's apprentices, but it literally has nothing to do with that. When you're a witch, you honestly, I've looked into this a lot. You really just connect with the planet and the earth, and it's about loving nature and living things and good intentions, essentially.
Witchcraft.
Yeah, no, I'm all about the witchcraft because every woman that was burned at the stake in Salem was just an independent woman. She was not a witch.
Yeah, but she's messing with crystals and stuff. She declares her witchdom.
Yeah. God created crystals.
All right, let's back up for a second. We have a couple of minutes before we need to break. You won't touch a Ouija board? I don't remember that.
No, I won't go near them. I won't allow one in my house.
Come on.
Absolutely. No.
We brought one in studio and she bounced. She refused to be in studio.
I always joke with her that I'm going to tape one under her desk.
Because that's literally messing with the occult, like bad people.
So is dealing with witches.
No, witches are not bad.
That's different.
That is literally what Hollywood wants you to think. I promise you, sure, there are nasty people out there, but witchcraft and witches have been slandered as demonic and bad when in actuality, they work with herbs. Like, Eye of Newt is code name for a herb.
They're healers.
Yeah, and there's a reason they survived during the plague and they were called witches, but that's because a lot of them had cats, and that's why the cats ate the rats that carried the plague, which is why people thought they were witches.
Well, I can certainly believe that, but I can't believe that Milton Bradley has created some kind of game that it's going to bring demons into our world.
Ouija board's way before, and it's Parker Brothers, not Milton Bradley.
Sorry, I'm being silly. I am curious if you are listening right now and you have brought a Ouija board into your house and your life completely changed. Something so freaky happened that you have looked back at it and you're like, I should have never brought that Parker Brothers Milton Bradley board into my house. Then give us a call right now, 1-855-VIRTUA. I think the whole thing is crap.
Oh, my brother has a Ouija board story. I need to get him on to share it. But like legit, like some stuff went down that freaked him and his friends out.
What?
I don't remember the details of the story.
You can't tell me the portal from hell is a board from Milton Bradley. You can't.
All I know is this Marine/firefighter felt very scared for his life because of whatever demonic person they brought in through the portal of the Parker Brothers Ouija board.
Okay. The real portal to hell is just capitalism, which is what they figured out.
Okay, here is my confession right now to all my 8th grade friends. So when we did the Ouija board, I was the one pushing it. It wasn't a spirit. I was that guy.
I think we're the spirits haunting you. My brother did like a Ouija board seance and like somebody ended up bawling, crying, running from the house. Like something happened that freaked everybody out and it was legit. I'm texting him right now.
It was somebody's older brother upstairs flickering the lights probably.
No, it wasn't that.
It's like walking through a dark alley by yourself at night. Sure, something might not happen, but there's a good chance something might.
There's
don't take the risk.
Absolutely not.
Hey, The Bird Show.